This morning, I want to ask some honest questions to you. Can we be vulnerable together as Christians? Can we reflect together? You know, we are the body of Christ and we're family, and there's such beauty in being vulnerable together in our walk with God. And some of the questions that I want to put to you this morning is, have you ever felt like your faith has been vibrant and on fire one week, and then the next week, you're questioning everything and you felt a bit lifeless? I wonder if there's been a time where you've really felt God speaking and there's heavy revelation one week, and then the next week you're thinking, I can't even hear God, or it doesn't feel like he's speaking. This morning, I want to say that that's totally normal as Christians, because we go through seasons of life with God. And this morning I'm going to talk about the seasons that we can go through with God. And, you know, Psalm 104:19 says, you made the moon to mark the seasons and the sun knows when to set. So God is a God of seasons. We know that. He's a God of seasons in nature, but he's also a God of seasons in our spiritual walk with him. And the Bible says he created all things. So he created seasons. He created us. And so we can know that. And I believe the importance of knowing the season that we're in with God helps us to be in sync with him. I believe the importance of knowing the season that we're in with God helps us understand our purpose in him. It helps us to partner with what he's doing, to partner with heaven, to see it on earth. And sometimes we can be waging the warfare of something that God's actually trying to do in us. We can be trying to rebuke something that's coming against us, when actually it's an invitation of God saying, come over here and sit with me and let your roots go down in my truth and who I am. It's not a time to rebuke. It's actually, we can be out of sync with God. And this morning, I'll go through each of the seasons, but I really feel to focus on one of them in particular. So, and for the sake of time, we won't lean into all of them too much, but I'll give you some resources that can help you go and have a look at seasons in depth. But there's been times in my life where I've felt like I've been hitting a brick wall. Can we be vulnerable together this morning? Is that all right? And I felt like I've hit a brick wall, and I've thought, oh, I don't know what you're doing, God. And it was a funny season in my life, and I remember pacing my living room floor passionately, trying to pray. Like, I don't know what this is. I'm just going to pray passionately. And it was almost like I had this sense of God coming up to me and putting his hand on my mouth and just pivoting me to the couch and saying, just come and sit with me and rest. And that doesn't make sense. That's weird, right? Because he likes prayer. He loves prayer. Prayer is important. But I wasn't in sync with what he was wanting to do in that season in my life. You know, it says that there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. And that helped me understand this isn't a time to pray. Right now, he's actually inviting me into a place of rest. And it felt weird. I was trying to pray and I couldn't get there. There was also a time in my life where I would spend a lot of time with God in my prayer chair. It was this big, comfy chair, and I'd sit there in the mornings, and I just felt like, yes, this is it. This is the season of sitting and reading my Bible and spending time with God, mornings with God. It was so good. And then one day, it just felt weird. It didn't feel right. And that doesn't make sense, right? But it did, because God was inviting me into a new season. And it was a season of actually coming into the prayer closet, and he was changing what he was inviting me into. And sometimes it doesn't make sense, because yes, I still read the Bible in that season. Yes, I still prayed in the other season, but it was actually understanding the purpose of what he wanted me to partner with at that time in my life. And so you might be wondering why share all of this? Why talk about seasons with God? I believe that as we understand the different seasons that he has for us in our life, we can, like I said, partner with him. We can posture ourselves. We can understand how to pray, what to focus on. how to be in sync with him, and the importance of knowing what season we're in actually helps us and invites us into an opportunity to grow and mature with God. It also invites us to an opportunity to be prepared for the next season ahead. And I just love that if our faith seems lifeless or still or dormant, it's actually an opportunity to understand what season God has us in. And he can be inviting us into a season of rest and stillness. Love that. Havilah Cunnington, she's a pastor in the US. About 3 years ago, I felt God lead me to some of her resources, and she talks about seasons. And that's her up there. There's a link there that you can do the quiz. And I did the quiz about 3 years ago, and it was so beneficial for me. So I encourage you maybe to take a photo of that at one point this morning. And I'm just here to say that I felt like I was so out of sync with what God was doing in my life. And then I did this quiz and looked at the resources, and I felt like I came into sync in what God was doing. And I'm going to refer to some of her stuff this morning, but not all. So I encourage you to have a look in your own time. There's such gold in what she talks about. Well, we're in the season of winter in nature, in Mackay. Well, apparently, my weather app tells me otherwise. Anyone else thinking, where's winter? Yeah, I love winter. I love, you know, dressing in warm clothes. Doesn't really feel like winter. But because we're in winter in Mackay, I thought we would start with the season of winter. And some signs of a winter season in our life is we might be asking ourselves these types of questions. Am I hearing from God? What is happening? God, where are you? It can feel like a silent season. It can feel dormant. It can feel dry and desolate. It can feel like something's a bit off. And it can also feel like our faith is lifeless. And if we think of deciduous trees, this is the time where there's actually no leaves on trees. There's no sign of life. It seems dry. And if we could jump to the photo of the tree, you can see this is a tree in winter, deciduous. And so there's not a lot of life happening on the tree. It's covered in a blanket of snow. I wish we had snow here, but if that was Mackay, it would just be like dry grass. This is over in the US. And so we can see, yeah, in the physical, there's not a lot happening. It's not a lot of signs of life. And that's what it can feel like for us in a winter season. It can feel like there's not a lot of signs of life. It can feel a bit lifeless. And in the physical season of winter, we see that snow in winter is crucial for trees because it provides a protective blanket on the grass that covers the roots. And it actually releases moisture slowly as the snow melts. And so we've got physically and spiritually what's happening in winter. And we actually see because the snow is covering the roots and the grass, it actually gives the tree an opportunity to establish and strengthen the roots because it's protected from certain things. Spiritually, for us in winter, it's quite similar. Our roots are being strengthened because it's not a time for us to harvest and plant and sow. It's actually a time of rest. Winter is a time of such an intimate season with God. It's also preparation that's taking place, and there's an opportunity to dig deep. And digging deep looks like putting our roots deep down in the truth of God, in the truth of who he says he is, in the truth of who he says we are. And winter is a season that creates a great opportunity for us to go and revisit past promises. Revisit past prophetic words, past scriptures, what God has been speaking to us previously, because sometimes it can feel like we're not getting a lot of new revelation. It's a time for us to put our roots down and be strengthened. And Havilah has some tips to thrive in a winter season. If we can go to that next slide. And so she says, it's a permission to slow down. It's about embracing rest. I love that. In a season where we're trying to passionately pray or plant, God's saying, come over here and just sit and rest with me. She also talks about it's a season of intentional intimacy with God. And I know for me personally, when I've been in a winter season, when I haven't understood what God's been doing, when I haven't lent into what he's been inviting me into, it's felt like an awful, challenging season. It can feel harsh, but the winter season is actually the most beautiful and intimate season with God. You know, I cherish a winter season now because I love that it's an opportunity. It's a be still and know that I am God season. I love that that's what he's inviting us into. And some warnings for winter that we need to be aware of is that it's a season where everyone else can seem like they're receiving and getting what we've been praying for and hoping for. It's a warning for us to not compare our season to others, because a season that we're in is individual into our circumstances. And so some people will be in a summer or autumn season, we're in a winter season. So it's a warning for us. Distractions can also be at their peak in a winter season because of the fact that it can feel silent, it can feel dormant. And so our humanistic nature is we're turning from what can seem like a silent God to something that will get our attention, that will hear us. Rather than turn from a God that's not speaking, we can turn to a God that's listening in a winter season. And I think as a doer for the kingdom, that's a warning for us. If we're doers for the kingdom, if we're ones that really, you know, when you do the quiz and you work out what kind of personality you are in serving God, the doers can struggle in a winter season because they're used to, you know, seeing outcomes and serving really hard. And so that can be hard if we're doers in the kingdom, because it's the opposite. It's coming into that posture of rest and stillness with him. We can be in winter seasons longer than what we want. I know Pastor Ben said that in the MC space. Some seasons can feel really long, but they're not forever. And some questions that we can ask ourselves in a winter season, rather than try and transition to the next season quickly, we can reflect with God in a winter season with these questions. How can I partner with you in this season? What do you want to teach me? What do you want to reveal about yourself in this season, God? And how can I prepare for the next season? I'll briefly touch on the other three. The next one is spring. And so spring is a season of fresh beginnings. There's growth starting to form and build. You know, deciduous trees are starting to get their leaves again. And we see that there's opportunities that open up. There can be transition in the air. And there's an awakening of hopes and dreams again. And physically we see, like I said, the leaves are growing again, temperatures are starting to warm up, the dryness of the weather has changed. And in a spring season, spiritually, God invites us to plant with him. He invites us to walk through the doors that he starts to open. He's starting to stretch and grow us. And there's an invitation to try new things. And some of Havila's tips for spring are to start to take action, to be obedient, to step out, and that growth requires effort and strategy. So leaning into the stretching and being patient. And some warnings up there is not to stay in hibernation in winter. Sometimes God can be trying to transition us into a new season and we're stuck in hibernation. He's giving us permission to step out into that planting season. And another warning is that in spring, because it's starting to feel new, is to keep our dreams and desires sacred and not share them too quickly, so that it gives us and God time to start to form and prepare and work on it before we start to tell everyone about it. Same sort of questions that you can ask in a spring season. the two at the bottom are the same in every season that we ask, but some spring reflections you can have is, what can we grow together? What can I believe and dream for with you, God? And how can I partner with you in this season? And in summer, it's a different season again. So we've had winter that can be dry and still. We've had spring where we're starting to have momentum again and starting to step into new things that God is doing for us. In summer, this one's a working season. And the scripture for summer is Galatians 6:9. It says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." It's the working, testing, growing season. There's more heat and pressure. We've stepped into the planting season in spring, and now we're in a summer season where we're actually stewarding what God has opened the door, and we're feeling the weight and responsibility of what He's put in our hands. And so summer can feel harder because there's heat, there's pressure. And so some of the signs of a summer season is that it can feel mundane. We might be asking, did you really call me to this? Am I able to do this? You know, what is all this for? There's evidence of God at work because of what we're stewarding, but this season really requires a lot of energy, effort, and dedication. And sometimes when you're in a summer season, you think, oh gosh, I'd love to go back to the winter season where I can just sit in stillness and I'm embracing rest. And maybe we'll jump to the physical and spiritual differences of a summer season. And so in nature, we see that temperatures are getting hotter. We know in Mackay, summer is where we start to think, why do I live in this town? My hair is not coping with the humidity spray. It's like, we all know as girls, don't try that. That doesn't even work. That was tested over in a place that doesn't have as much humidity. And so we see that there's more fatigue because it's harsher temperatures. We see that plants are busy maturing, crops are putting energy into growing, and trees and plants require more water. It's a harsher condition. And spiritually, it can be the same thing, is that it's a time where we also need water because we're working and there's intense responsibility. God is maturing us, and summer is a season where we need perseverance. We need to continue, like it says, let us not grow weary in doing good, because we will reap if we don't give up. Summer can be a challenging season, and we have a bit more of an awareness of warfare taking place in a summer season. And some warnings for summer is that this is a season where we need to be on guard against escapism, because our brain is requiring more breaks. We're working hard. It's our working season. And so there might be times where we get home, we've been working hard. It's a working season, and our brain's wanting to escape into mindless activity. As a doer as well, it's a warning for us to not escape from God, but escape to Him. It's a season where we need to prioritize time with Him, to consistently cultivate that time with Him. To thrive in summer, it's so important that we stay rooted in community, that we keep watering our faith, Havila says. It's a time not to neglect spiritual disciplines. And our last season is autumn. And this is the season of promise and harvest. But it's so important that we don't see this season as the goal season, because every season has its place. And this is the one where it's a celebration. We're seeing the fruit of the hard work. We're seeing answer to prayer. There's lots of testimonies that we can share from an autumn season. It's a joyful and peaceful time. Physically, we see that the air starts to get crisper and fresher. We start to see that deciduous trees are actually starting to shed their leaves again because of what's next. They know that an autumn season isn't going to last forever, so they shed in preparation for what's next, so that new growth can come after winter. And so spiritually, autumn is a time that God invites us to celebrate, to bring Him praise and rejoice, to have gratitude for what He has done for us in this season. But it's also a chance not to just reap. Autumn is a season that we can sow. We can be generous. We're receiving blessing, and it's an opportunity to bless those in maybe a winter season or a summer season. And for autumn, Havila's tips are that it's about storing up what God has done, and it's about recognizing the promises and answered prayers. It's journaling. It's an invitation for us to do that for when we're back in a winter season and we can reflect on what God did in that autumn season. Every season has a place in our life. And when it comes to maximizing an autumn season, we can ask ourselves some questions. We can ask, how can I steward well what you've provided, bless me with? How can I sow from this season and reap in other seasons? What do you want to teach me? What do you want to reveal about yourself in this season, God? And the scripture for autumn is Psalm 84:11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." I just love that. Three final thoughts that I have when it comes to understanding the season that we're in with God. Maybe we could have the worship team come up. Is that the first thing is that seasons don't compete. You know, winter doesn't compete with summer. In the natural, we see that every season has its place and every season has its purpose. It's easy for us to be in a winter season and see someone in an autumn season and become envious. You know, I'm here in this dry, dormant season and they're over there getting the blessing and the promise that I've been praying for so many years. Yet, to pivot and understand that seasons don't compete, so it's about leaning into what God has for us in every season. The second thing is that a season needs to take its course. It's important that we don't try and rush through a season in God, that we lean in to the purpose that he has for us, to the character development, to what he's teaching us, what he's revealing about himself. I think I've kept myself in a winter season for longer than I was meant to be. You know, it makes you question, can we keep ourselves longer in seasons? I think so, for me at least. I was stuck in hibernation and God wanted to take me out of winter into a different season. And the third thing is that seasons should not be discounted. It's knowing that we can't have spring without winter, and we can't have summer without spring. They're all important. There's purpose in every single one. There is a time and a season for every activity under heaven. Why don't we stand this morning? I know that this has been more of a topical sermon and we've only just sort of scratched the surface about different seasons that we can have with God. But I really sensed from the Lord that maybe there's people in this place that have felt like they're in a harsh winter. You know, maybe you're in this place and you are feeling incredibly validated because God has felt like a silent God. Or maybe you felt like your faith has been lifeless. You know, it can be so validating to realize, I'm not a bad Christian. I'm just in a winter season. Or maybe your circumstances in life are really harsh at the moment and you're desperately wanting to be in a different season, but there's an opportunity in winter for our roots to go deep down into the truth of the word, into the truth of who God says he is and what he's wanting us to lean into. You know, he is the God that sees. Elroy, he saw Hagar in the wilderness and she recognized that you are the God that sees. You know, the enemy can try and tell us a lie in a winter season that God is absent, that he's not with us, but he's ever present in every season of our life. And his heart is that we would lean in even in the harshest conditions that we would be spending time with him in winter and autumn, that we wouldn't just be testifying of his goodness in an autumn season, that we would be doing that in winter as well. And so why don't we close our eyes in this place? God's presence has been so powerful this morning. So powerful. Let's just wait on him in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. With your eyes closed, it's an opportunity to reflect with God and think about maybe what season you're in with him. Have we been trying to fight against what he's trying to beckon us into? What we could be leaning into? I really feel the Father's heart for people in this place that feel in a harsh winter. And I really believe that he wants to show you that he is the God that sees. He is El Roy. He is El Roy. He saw Hagar in the wilderness and he sees you in this place. He is ever close. And if that's you in this place, would you be so bold to pop your hand up so that I can include you in my prayer? If you feel like you've been going through a harsh winter season with every eye closed, would you just give me a wave? Yeah, there's hands going up in this place, everywhere, every eye closed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are the God that sees. You are the God that sees. Oh, I thank you. I saw angels earlier taking snowflakes from people and exchanging them for little sprouts of growth. And I feel like God, the Lord wants to proclaim the winter season is coming to an end. I see you in the wilderness. You've postured and you've lent in, but the winter season is coming to an end. And I see that exchange and that transition taking place. And there's some of us, as we sing in this next song, it's a time to open our mouth and to declare and rejoice in him, to allow that transition of seasons to come. And I really sense, actually, for Mel and Joelle. Mel, I believe that when you're about to, as you're singing this out, I actually see a season change for you. And I see that this is more than you worshiping him. This is actually a proclamation of what's to take place. And Joelle, I see that as you drum, I see that exchange of a season taking place. Why don't we lift our hands across this place? Father, we thank you that you are the God that sees, and we lean into every season that you have us in, God. Teach us, Father, show us, remind us that you are a present God. The winter is over. The winter is over.